Well, there's no doubt about it. It's all Brexit. The headlines right across the broadsheets this morning here in Ireland and indeed in the UK. And we'll come into some of those in just a few moments as well. But first of all, the Irish Examiner, their headline this morning, Eve of Destruction. The Irish Times leading with May faces no confidence vote after historic Commons defeat on Brexit. And the Independent, border checks on trade to follow no deal. Coveney and Times Ireland may suffer historic defeat. And just to give you a flavour though of some of the British papers this morning, Dismay, that's the Daily Express headline today, and also in the front of the Daily Telegraph as well this morning, a complete humiliation, some of the headlines. Look, really the questions, so what happened last night and now what's going to happen? Just if you weren't following proceedings last night, the British Prime Minister is going to face a vote of no confidence in her government today after she suffered a historically unprecedented defeat for her Brexit deal yesterday evening. Now, the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has tabled the motion, which he had indicated that he would do earlier in the week after, of course, the MPs rejected Theresa May's withdrawal agreement with the EU. 432 to 202 was the outcome of that vote. Now, Theresa May's promise to work with the various MPs from right across the House of Commons to identify what was necessary to secure a majority. But she also reminded the MPs as well last night that any proposal must be capable of being negotiated with the EU, which of course has ruled out any changes to the text of the withdrawal agreement. Now, EU sources made it absolutely clear that there can be no reopening of the withdrawal agreement, and also the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, who said the deal was the only way to ensure an orderly withdrawal, said that he took note with the regret of the outcome of the House of Commons vote last night. Now, here, the Irish government said that it also regretted the outcome of the vote in Westminster. The Taoiseach, Simon Coveney, said that we need to hear from the UK now as to what they want. The Fianna Fáil leader said the defeat means that there could be an extension to triggering of Article 50 beyond the March 29th deadline. And also in the UK, the former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said the deal was dead, and the result has now given Theresa May a massive mandate to renegotiate with Brussels and to surgically remove the backstop. And just one other point as well on that, of course, here, the DUP Arlene Foster said that by rejecting the withdrawal agreement, Parliament has acted in the best interests of the entire United Kingdom. So just a flavour of some of the commentary. But if you're to look at, I suppose, really what's going to happen now in the coming days in terms of what will even happen here as well, the Irish Times leading with a piece this morning, risk of disorderly Brexit concerns Dublin. Their political editor Pat Leahy reporting that the huge vote against the withdrawal agreement in Westminster now increases the risk of a disorderly Brexit, the government warned last night, saying that it would intensify preparations for a no deal outcome. And also, of course, there was a watch list as well, if you like, of 24 drugs which could be subject to shortages in the event of a no deal Brexit. That was all discussed as well yesterday in terms of some of the briefing preparations. And Simon Harris, the health minister, saying that temporary shortages of some drugs were not unusual at present. He said that even if there is a no deal Brexit, there will not be an immediate effect in relation to supply of medicines. So lots to come on that story today. There's going to be no escaping Brexit. Just to the tabloids though, just a couple of other stories as well. A story that you heard about there as well in the news bulletin, and that's of course relating to the Carrick Mines fire. The Herald and the Sun both leading with that story today. And the Herald headline, Hero of Horror Blaze, a teen pulled 4-year-old boy from the flames, and a photograph of the hero teenager that climbed into a burning mobile home to rescue his four-year-old nephew from a fire that claimed, of course, 10 lives in Carrick Mines. And more on that story across those two tabloids today. Also in the Irish Daily Star this morning, their headline, Families Torment, Our Boys Are Innocent, relating to two Irish men facing charges in Australia following the death of a man. Also in the Irish Daily Mirror today, the headline this morning is Healy Ray Blasts Vegans. More on that in the Mirror today. And also in the Daily Mail, an interesting piece, Owning a Phone is Bad for Children, says the ESRI. The damaging effects of mobiles on the academic performance of kids has now been laid bare in this startling new research. And it's the ESRI, the Economic and Social Research Institute, has found that Irish children who own a phone at the age of 9 are weaker at reading and maths at the age of 13 than their peers who are without phones. And more on page 2 of that paper this morning on that story. Just a couple of other stories though making the headlines today as well that are worth pointing out. A piece, it's actually on the back page of the Irish Examiner today, the headline: the real rate of human trafficking here 50% higher. The paper's security correspondent Cormac O'Keefe reporting that the real rate of human trafficking into Ireland is 50% higher than official figures, and this is according to a major piece of international research. The Immigrant Council of Ireland said that the estimate tallied with its experience and criticised the onerous process for identifying victims of human trafficking here. And the UN, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, estimated that the dark figure of trafficking in persons in Ireland, along with Romania and Serbia. And the research, which the research document supported by the Department of Justice, compared the actual figure with reported numbers to Gardaí. And the stats show 179 actual trafficking victims into Ireland in 2016 compared to a reported number of 95, 153 actual victims in 2015 compared to a reported 78. More on that piece, and also an editorial in the paper as well on page 10 today. Just another piece to flag with you in the Irish Examiner this morning: game-changing breast cancer risk predictor unveiled. The paper's reporting that a method now of predicting a woman's risk of breast cancer, which is said to be the most comprehensive yet, has now been unveiled by scientists. And by analysing hundreds of genetic markers and lifestyle factors basically together, this potentially what's been described and hailed as a game-changing innovation aims to help doctors to identify patients at the highest risk and the lowest risk of developing the disease. And those who are considered to be more likely to develop breast cancer can then be given preventative treatments or offered more screening. And there's more on that research that was actually published in the UK in the paper this morning too. Just a few other bits to flag with you as well. Just take maybe one other story on a lighter note actually this morning, and it's in the Telegraph. It's on page 13 today. Trainers that will tie their own laces. Nike have now developed a pair of trainers, runners, that are going to tie themselves using an app from your phone. You couldn't make it up. Nike Adapt BB shoes are retailing at £272 sterling, and seemingly it'll actually give you an exact fit for your tightness of your laces. So I don't know, is that just pure laziness or just the game changing technology that we're now facing these days actually been incorporated into fashion? You can let us know. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can get us on Twitter this morning at Breakfast NT. Still to come though, British MPs of course have rejected Theresa May's Brexit plans following a pretty historic vote in the House of Commons last night. We're going to be crossing to the UK to ask what are the implications.